Okay, so we were up to number 36 on these sources. So one of the issues that had we'd already seen in the Gemara, so we're actually going to have to return to the Gemaras and then come back to 36, because I just front-loaded all the Gemaras. So just to remind ourselves where we were. Mukta machmas mius, we don't, according to standard psak, we'll leave Rabbi Kiviger on the side for a moment. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon against Rabbi Huda. So the simplest understanding, a kli, which is usable but a little bit disgusting, is not muksa. If something is super disgusting, it becomes basically unusable. So then it crosses over into mukta machmas gufo, because it becomes not a kli, it becomes not usable. And then everyone agrees it is muksa because modir Rabbi Shimon beitzim va'avanim, because Rabbi Shimon agrees to sticks in something like. But if something is that disgusting and is present in a place where you are living, so then we allow you to move it anyways, under the exception of Graf Shel Rei, whatever, pronounce it correctly, yeshivish, doesn't matter. Whatever it is. Fine. The Gemara, however, if you go back to number 1 and 2, but we'll do this backwards, well, 2 and 1, we'd already discussed a little bit last week. Is this a carte blanche heter, or is it the iser is still held in abeyance? Now, one of the things that seems to be related to that question, that we'll see whether that's actually true, is the question of can you initiate a situation in which something becomes so disgusting in a place where it would be permitted to move it, what we call osin graf shel rei lechatchila. So if you look at number 2, the Gemara there, is trying to figure out why it is that we permit inviting a non-Jew on Shabbos to your meal, but not on Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, "Uplegi Rishuv and Levi, Dem Rishuv and Levi, Mizamnin Sanachri b'Shabbos, Min Mizamnin Sanachri b'Yom Tov." Rishuv and Levi says you're allowed to invite a non-Jew for Shabbos meals, but not on Yom Tov. Gzirishem Yarbe b'Shvilo, because on Yom Tov, since you're allowed to cook, you're only allowed to cook for Jews, not for non-Jews, and therefore, if you invite a non-Jew to your meal, we're worried you might cook for him on Shabbos. You can't cook, anyways. You can only, if you master all the derabbanans of Elul Shabbos, you'll know how you can heat up food, but whatever, you can't cook. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Afil b'Shabbos Namila. Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, no, I don't like it on Shabbos either. Why? Mishum shirei kosevs. Because he's going to drink wine. The bottom, the dregs are going to be stam yenam, and they're going to be forbidden from benefit. And you're creating a situation which those cups are now usher. Now, before we get to that, that qualification that I just said, that it's about stam yenam, the Gemara assumes that what he meant was that it was simply that it's disgusting. The dregs are disgusting. He says, so then shouldn't we not be able to drink wine because there'll be dregs on the bottom and our cups will be disgusting? He says, well, didan chazul tarnagolan, we can feed our wine dregs and make our chickens drunk. Didhu nami chazul tarnagolan, you can make your chickens drunk with the non-Jews cup as well. So the Gemara says, no, didu isurei hananinu, you can't, because since it's tam yenam, it is forbidden to benefit, and therefore there's nothing you can do, so the cup becomes aser, vilatilinu agav kasa, why aren't you allowed to move the cup? Because you're moving the cup at the end of the day, not the dregs. Milo amarava metaltan kinuna agav kitme, afagav ti'ik ale shivrei eitzim. Aren't you allowed to move ashes using the kli, even if there's a piece of wood there as well? So he says, no, asam lav yisrael, no ninu, ach yisrael, no ninu, here we're dealing with things that are forbidden from benefit. So then the Gemara says, and this is what's relevant for us, amar le rav acha midif de le ravina velhave kograf shirei, why is this true? It's disgusting to have the dregs of wine sitting in your fancy wine glasses on your Shabbos table. So you should be allowed to move the cups of wine because of the heter of graf. So amar le, v'chios in graf shel rei l'chatchila. How can you say that that's permitted? It's forbidden. So what's striking about this Gemara is that the Gemara provides no source for this. Right? The Gemara assumes it must be usher. It just says, it can't be. It can't be. Now, hold that thought, right? Why can't it be, right? So, you know, we could throw out reasons. We could say it can't be because, well, Graf Shel Rei is only an Isser which exists, we hold in abeyance. But if we're allowing you to violate an Isser, right, that we suspend, so we don't want to initiate such a situation, or you say, no, it's totally waived, right? But still, we don't want you it's still an exception. However you view it, in the end of the day, what we're doing is we're taking something which should be muksa by right, and we're allowing you to move it. We don't want to initiate such a situation.
Unless you take a view, for which I don't have good basis other than vague writings, but if you take the view that the heter of graf shel rei is because having this around is ruining onik shabbos in some way, then it makes sense that I wouldn't be allowed to create a graf l'chatchila.
Well, maybe, right? Meaning it would make sense if you paskin two things, right? One is that you can't make it, and once you've made it, you can't move it.
No.
But we don't...
Well, the heter for me to move it is the fact that it is ruining my onik shabbos. So don't create it l'chatchila. But if there is one there... Onik Shabbos, you know,
maybe right. I mean, the only thing that's right, the only thing that's difficult for me
and
there is that
conceptualized.
Right,
I don't
right.
Have a source to point.
Right,
to
but the problem for me there is that. Right, but the problem for me there is Mamanav Shach. Right, meaning because we don't actually paskin that it's usher for you to move. Right, meaning post facto, even if you did it lechatchila. Right, unlike like bittul, so it's not lemaisa going to ruin your Shabbos. So, I mean,
no,
you know, I mean, it's. I understand, but you come back to the same point I made, which is right, which is what. Meaning, you're saying it ruins your Shabbos, but it would only ruin your Shabbos if we said you couldn't take advantage of it, because it's momentary. Right? What are you saying? You're having the non-Jew drink the wine, then it creates a situation which is unpleasant, which we then allow you to move.
No.
If I'm
a doctor, and I know that I'm very likely going to be called to the hospital on Shabbos, right? So I am supposed to, according to the Machlokes or Moshe or Shlomo Zalman, but there is certainly a very strong shita that says I am required to set myself up for Shabbos near the hospital so that I won't have to drive there. But if I didn't do that... and I get the call, I drive there. But I was still wrong for not having set it up. It's
right, Dahlia. That comes back to my original point. That's exactly my point, is that right? This comes back to the question of some version of the Isser exists but is held in abeyance. Right, that's really the issue, right? Meaning, right, I find it hard to say that it's just you're being Mamayit and owning Shabbos, because you're not being Mamayit and Shabbos because we allow it post facto. The real problem is that the Isser still exists. Right, the issue is held in abeyance, and that we're allowing you to violate. That's right. It comes back to dechuya,
right?
Well, dechuya or initiating a hutra situation. Either way, the fact that you are forcing an issue, that's why you know it comes back to that same point. I think, right? It means the same by pikuach nefesh, right? Meaning it may be hutra now, but I can't initiate the situation. But the formal reason why I can't do it is because I can't initiate a situation which I suspend an issue. Yeah.
Is any time that the graph is not there before Shabbos, is that considered the chachila? And here,
We're going to come to that.
Like
so,
Mela, like you didn't
correct. So hold that thought, because we're going to come back to it. Because, right, from this Gemara, so far we know that the Gemara assumes that you can't make graf shel rei lechatchila, and as Ari points out, assumes that it's called making graf lechatchila, even when I didn't actually make a graf lechatchila, I did something else, which Mimela created a graf. As we'll see, there's going to be another Gemara that qualifies this, and we may accept the principle of Enos and Graf Shel Rei Lechatchila, but reject this aspect of it and accept what Ari just said, which is qualify what we call Asiya, right? That Reb Lochem seems to always right, do this, right? If you want to understand a concept, you can just take the phrase in the Gemara and analyze it, right? So what do you have to analyze here if we want to frame it that way? One is Osin, right? What does it mean to be osa, right? There are different madregos. Here, the Gemara is taking a very radical perspective, which is even doing something else, which will sort of, by accident, create a graf, is called osin. We may reject that, right? The next thing you have to figure out is lechatchila, right? Does lechatchila meaning ab initio? Does it mean in ideal situations, right? The Gemara sometimes blurs that, because kol shasat chakib d'yevedami, right? So sometimes we'll do something ab initio, in the sense we'll do it, right? We'll do it actively, right, because it's extenuating circumstances. So to understand the parameters, we need to do both, right? Osin and lechatchila. You're correct. We'll come to it in a moment. If you go back to the Gemara before this, and this is what creates the whole problem, is the Gemara on Chaf Aleph takes it as a given. It can't be. You can't make a graf lechatchila. Then in number one, in Lamed Vav, just 15 blot later, in Beit, the Gemara says, if you have a leak on Shabbos, you're allowed to put something there to catch the water. And if it gets filled up, you're allowed to pour it out. Um, And the Gemara says that Berechaya da Abaye da Lof also committed the Rabbah. Right, so there was this leak by the mill of Abaye, and they came to Rabbah and he said, "What should you do? What can I do?" Amar Le Zil Aliyeh Blipurayach Lahasam. So he said, "Bring your bed there." The Lahave Kegraf Shorei. Because it'll make it a graf shorei, and then you'll be allowed to pour out the smelly water, and it won't ruin your millstone, right? Meaning, if your millstone is, you put it in your workplace, you're not there on Shabbos, so it's going to get ruined. But if you decide, hey, I really want to sit out by my millstone I want to sleep there on Shabbos, so that's fine. You'll have the heter of a graf shorei. Vaavke, you can remove it out, and then if you remember from last week, they got into an argument, and he said, "Is that really mutter?" And in the meantime, because he didn't listen to his Rebbe, the millstone got destroyed, and fine. But what do you see in that Gemara? That what is not rejected by the end of the Gemara, right? The rest of the Gemara is trying to figure out, why didn't he listen and why he got punished, whatever. But is that he told him, "What's your advice? Make a graf lechatchila," right? You want to get the stinky water out of your millstone, so move your bed next to it and utilize the heter of graf shorei, and then you can save your millstone. So what's going on, right? It's right. One place the Gemara just says, "Yeah, you can make a graf lechatchila." The other one says, "No, right? It's obvious. No one would ever say it." So how are you going to miyashev the two Gemara? So there's several. Yeah.
Isn't it only a question here? It doesn't say that it's up there.
So the Gemara takes a kidaver pashu, right?
Can you think you'd be allowed to?
But okay. So
not as strong as saying it's. We know that it's not. You're not allowed.
Or stronger, right? That's always the question.
All right, okay.
Okay. But let's go through the possibilities conceptually, and this will make it easy to run through the sources. The sources here are pretty well organized according to this. It's a pretty neat, right? It's a difficult question, but it breaks down pretty easily. So how can you solve this sira? Right. So. Possibility one is what Jerry said, which is, despite the fact that Gemara Chaf Aleph says that it can't be, maybe someone else said it could be, right? Just because, to quote whoever originally said it, right? One man's reductio ad absurdum is another's inachanami, right? Right? One thing that one person thinks, I heard it from Ejachter, but he heard it from somebody else. I don't know who started it, right? But it's true. One person thinks that it's impossible. The other one says, why not? Right? Big deal. So possibility one is to say, in a chanami, the Gemara and Chafala thought it was impossible. The Gemara and Lamed Vav thought it was possible. And we paskin like Gemara and Lamed Vav. What evidence would I have for that? I'll come to that in just a second. But the best evidence is really just look at 37. Just look at 37 a moment, which is Mutl Zamein Eina Yehudi B'Shabbos. The fact is that the Gemara introduced the principle of Einos and Graf Shorei L'Chatchila to explain the person who said you can't invite a non-Jew on Shabbos for a meal. But we don't paskin that way. Right, so one way of reading the sugya is saying, look, the Gemara introduces the principle in the middle of a discussion to explain a shita that we then reject, and then you have another Gemara in Daf Amid Vav that assumes you are allowed to make a graf shorei l'chatchila. So fine, la halacha. The answer is it's a machloket, and we paskin that you're allowed to. Done. I've seen nobody who said that, right? But it is a theoretical possibility, as Jerry correctly notes. I still haven't seen anyone who said it, but it could be. Other possibilities are, one is, right, if we go back to our model before, one is to qualify Osin, and one is to qualify Lechatchila. Right, so we'll see. Several Rishonim qualify this on Lechatchila, because they say, well, the Gemara on Kaf Aleph is talking about an ideal situation. The Gemara on Lamed Vav is talking about a case where if I do not utilize the Heter of Graf Shorei, then it'll incur my financial loss. And since our general rule is kol b'di'evid k'shasatchak dami, right? Kol shasatchak k'b'di'evid dami. That any time we're under extenuating circumstances, we treat it as post facto and not ab initio, or b'di'evid nal chatchila, right? So there's no contradiction. The Gemara Chaf Aleph says avoid it if you can. The Gemara Lamed Vav says, but if you're going to incur financial loss, then you can avoid it. So therefore, it's mutter, right? That would be to qualify the lechatchila. The other way is to qualify the osin, which is, there's two ways you can make a graf shorei. One is, on Chaf Aleph, what are we talking about? You made the cup into a disgusting thing, which is a graf shorei, and now can be moved. On Lamed Vav, the graf shorei is being created by itself. You're moving yourself such that the room becomes the place where you're living, which allows you to take advantage of it. You didn't make the graf. You just created the situation in which you can take advantage of the built-in aterim, right? Which is a less of an affront, right? Because you didn't create the offensive object. You just created the circumstances under which you can take advantage of the built-in heterim, right? Those are two different things. So,
in a way, it's worse because you had nothing.
What?
You had missed the whole situation. You were
in a chanami, but let's put it this way: it is a distinction between them. Whether that matters halachically, we'll see. But several of the rishonim will note that, right, the asiya is very different in the two circumstances, and they assume now there is some intuitive thing, right? Meaning, to the extent that, and we're not going to get into this too heavily, that the problem of asiya is so. The fourth possibility of is that asiya's graph. Well, not fourth. One way of explaining what I just said is that Asiyas graf lechatchila may not be a local isser. It may be part of a broader principle of the isser of mevatel kli mehechano, right? That in general you're not supposed to make a kli unusable on Shabbos. But if it's that, then it makes sense that it's a problem when you have a choice whether to create a problem in the object, right? Because right, what you're doing is you're making it that it should be batel, it should be unusable, it's just that you're allowed to take advantage. But if the object became unusable, right, you just moved yourself there, right, it wasn't your choice to be batel kli, right, and therefore it'd be less problematic, which is, seems to be the formulation of certain Rishonim. Okay, so now if we go to the sources. So in 36, now, despite my lack of, despite the fact that I think that simply saying the problem here is a question of Kavod Shabbos doesn't go far enough to explain it. The Mekeres HaMishnah does say what Rav Chiner said. I think you need to add to it, but that is his formulation. He just says, "I'm really a bai v'chiyos and graf shel rei b'Shabbos mishum Kavod Shabbos." Right? The problem is Kavod Shabbos. Now, what it means and how you get there, but that is the position of the Mekeres HaMishnah, right? That the problem is simply you can't do it because of Kavod Shabbos. Okay, fine. But now let's deal with the contradiction. Okay, so I note in 38 what I already said outside, which is, theoretically, one way of solving this. Here is just saying there's machlokas asugyos. We don't paskin like the position that the Gemara was explaining in Chaf Aleph, namely, we allow you to invite a guy on Shabbos, and therefore maybe it really is mutter. The problem, and the reason I think most Rishonim didn't take this direction, is that the Gemara on Chaf Aleph takes it as an obvious. Right? It's not like the Gemara has a source. The Gemara doesn't even need a source, right? It's self-evident. You can't make it lechatchila. So, right? Sometimes you don't want to go against self-evident statements in the Gemara. So how do we deal with it? So Tosfos says as follows: Possibility one is, as we said before, this isn't called lechatchila because there was a loss involved. Right. So he has two possibilities. One is, this isn't lechatchila because it's not ideal, meaning it's bidyaved, or it's not lechatchila because it's not ab initio, right? Meaning, I didn't ask for the rain to come, the rain just happened. Now I'm dealing with the situation. So in a chanami, I can't initiate a situation, but I didn't initiate it. The Rashba says, first possibility, like Tosfos, it's not really lechatchila because it's b'di'evet, because we're allowing you only because of the monetary loss. Od yesh lomar, the hacha shiny, the mayim ika ve'eino elach shemachnes mitazo sham. Or as I said before, it's different because the object exists. I'm moving myself towards it. The memela nasa graf shel rei. It became a graf by itself. I will haskam the mashkes agoy bekosa rei oses hagraf. Lechatchila, right? So you have now three possibilities, right? One is, both in Tosfos and the Rashba, this isn't lechatchila, not because it's not ab initio. It is, meaning you are doing it actively, but because it's in a non-ideal situation to begin with, because you're avoiding loss. Possibility one. Then, two versions of saying this isn't lechatchila, time-wise, right, is Tosfos, which is, look, I didn't choose for the rain to come. And the Rashba, who clarifies it, I think, a bit farther, and he may be saying the same thing or told us something else, which is, I didn't want the water to come, and I'm not even creating the graph, I'm just taking advantage of the heter by moving myself towards the graph. The Rashba in Beitz, on Chaf Aleph, number 41, says, again, Yesh Lomar, the Shani Hasim Dika Pseida, Again, bringing this notion that maybe the issue is the loss. V'ha'darmina nami Rav Huna b'Rei d'Yeshua Avid lu Graf Shorei Perish legarinin k'shayu lefanav Hayin nim'asim beinav v'zarkan k'di'isa b'perek notel Som nami kevin shalat yachol salkan me'ez mal ein ze osek osa Graf Shorei lechatchila. Then he adds a heter and he says another possibility, which we already outlined before, is that osin Graf Shorei lechatchila is if you could have avoided it, right, time-wise. And therefore he says, the Gemara in Lamed Vav, I couldn't have avoided it because I didn't ask for the leak. The leak came by itself. Now I'm just dealing with it. But then he expands this and he says, this explains something else, which is, the Gemara in Kuf Mem Gimel says that if I eat nuts, right, and then there ends up being a pile of disgusting peels, so under certain circumstances I can take advantage of graf, and I can get rid of the peels, the pits, the shells. There we go, shells. The shells. Why am I allowed to get rid of the shells? Why am I allowed to eat? Right, garinim on Shabbos. Right, aren't I making a graf shorei? And he says, what are you talking about? Right, you didn't have a choice. The only choice is to not eat. Right, meaning just this. That's not called a choice, right? We don't initiate unnecessary situations, but eating on Shabbos is a normal thing. And if that means that there's a graf left over, what do you want from my life? Especially if you think, like right, Tarchina and the Merkevet HaMishnah, that what motivates this all is our consideration of Kavod Shabbos, right?
And Jerry,
right? So we're not going to tell you avoid Kavod Shabbos to prevent Kavod Shabbos problems, right? That doesn't make any sense. That just becomes circular. And the Shita Mekubetzet says this in a slightly more succinct way than the Rashba, and 42. V'chiozin graf shorei lechatchila. He says, what does lechatchila mean? Lechatchila doesn't mean ab initio, right? It means perish shelo litzorech. It means for no reason. Litzorech gonzrikas klipin v'atzamos lefanet v'shasha anu ochlin. Right, you're eating meat and you have to throw the bones on the side. Mutter v'afil lechatchila. Because, again, it's not, right? These are all different ways of saying lechatchila means don't, if there is another way, right? Normally lechatchila can just mean don't do it proactively, but if it happened, you can deal with it. What the Rishonim are noting is no, lechatchila can also mean don't do it when you have another choice, or don't do it if it's not going to have a cost, or don't do it if, you know, there's no reason not to. Yeah.
Maybe it's the issue of what is your goal?
Yeah, meaning, that, well, in this case,
goal?
Yes.
Your goal is to do graf shorei? Or you have another goal, but...
Right, and so, especially a goal which is justifiable by the standards of Shabbos itself, right? And that's what the Shin Mekubetzet is saying. Look, I'm allowed to eat on Shabbos. What do you want from me? So it has peels, right? But they all... But if, as you see, right, if we divide them, right, what you get is several answers which all qualify lechatchila, right? Meaning either shasat chak situations, like Hefsid, or cases in which I couldn't have avoided it because I can't, you know, I'm allowed to eat, and if that creates a graf, so fine, I can't avoid it. Or it happened without me, right? It was raining and there was leaking. I didn't create the leak. Or the focus on the osin, which is I can't be osed, right? But as the Rajba says, I can't move my bed there. I didn't create the graf. I just took advantage of the het there. The Meiri in 43 writes as follows. He says, "Masha tarnu lizamez agoy b'shabas." So now the Miri adds a dimension, which is, okay, I noted that one of the theoretical possibilities was to just say, look, we allow you to invite a goy on Shabbos, haraya, we think there's no problem with osin graf shorei lechatchila. But no Rishon wanted to take that position. So if no Rishon wanted to take that position, you have to ask the question, okay, we hold two things, ein osin graf shorei lechatchila, and you're allowed to invite a goy. So now, in order to fully understand the principle of engrossing graf shel rechatchila, we don't only have to be miyashev, chaf aleph and lamed vav, we need to figure out, why is it we're allowed to invite a goy on Shabbos, right? So, what the Rishonim end up saying is probably, despite the, we accept in principle, ein osin graf shel rei lechatchila, but we don't accept the extent to which it was utilized in the Gemara on chaf aleph. Meaning, there are certain circumstances which aren't called lechatchila, one of which is inviting a goy. Why is that true? Because that will add to our understanding of Ain osin graf shel rei lechatchila. So the Meiri says in 43, mi masha tarnu lezamin es a goy b'shabbos. That which we say you're allowed to invite a guy in Shabbos lamadashin choshen l'shirei kosis. We're not worried about the dregs. Right, he clarifies. It's not just the dregs of the wine. It was people used to flavor their bread by dipping it into the dregs. So you had a mess of crumbs mixed with dregs of wine. It's wonderful.
They gave it to the Tarnagolo.
Yeah. And got them drunk. It's wonderful. And the waiter would take it away. Right? I love how in the Gemara, we assume there's a waiter, but okay. And you'll find that he's moving something aser. Even though when it's the goys, you can't give it to the chickens. He said, well, the answer, the Gemara, the Miri just says the answer is in the Gemara. Right? The Gemara had suggested maybe you're allowed to move the dregs because you're moving the cup and the dregs come with it. The Gemara had rejected it. But since we, right, because the Gemara said your goal is still to move the, right, the ashes. But he says, well, obviously, we don't reject it. The Gemara rejected it, but we paskin against that Gemara. So obviously, we accept it. He said, it's true, the Gemara didn't like this. And said, that only works if it's not us or to benefit. He said, that's very nice, but it's not true. Right? We don't bask in that way. The answer is, Enos and Graf Shorei Lechatchila, but let's qualify that, which is a plate which gets a little bit dirty, you don't even need Graf Shorei. It's just mutter, because it's called a plate. Right? That's it, it's called a plate. Right? Or if we want to put it differently, it reverts to Mukta Machmas Mias, which we don't paskin like, let's say.
Agav Kli has got to be Agav Kli. I'm looking it up and not finding it.
Agav Kli.
It's got to be a mistake.
Agav Kli.
No.
It says Agav Kli.
No, it says Kli.
What?
Yeah, it says Kli on
here. You said Kli.
Yeah.
I said Kli?
Yeah, no, it's got to be, it's a typo in the Bar Ilan for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, he says, "Mikomakom ematir until tulo mitoch hamiyus lasalgam ofenu kedina amor begrav shel rei shein mamazin azaver lechatchila kedei lahati latzmenu silu ko fenu lamad mikomakom." I skipped to the Shidim Gubetzet. Right, the Miri at first suggests this. Right, that we reject it. And say you can move it, but in the end, right, that's not what he says. In the end, after the ellipsis, you see, he says, no, mikol makom ein matir until tula mitoch hamiyus lizalko. He said, no, you know what? I take it back. Really, it is usher to move. Kidin amar graf shel rei, shein memasin ezer lechatki legedei la'at v'atzmin of siluk mofene. Well, amad mikol makom shem memasin of shabbos bin choshen l'klom. So in the end of the day, yeah, maybe we really do think it's usher to move. But we say it's not a problem because, whatever, you didn't want to create the situation, so it's not a problem. Who says explicitly that, right, the Miri raises as a possibility that we actually allow you to move the cup, and then rejects it at the end. Who says explicitly you're allowed to move the cup? Limaskana, the Rashba. The Rashba in 44, in the Avodah HaKodesh, says, Nichnas nachri eitzel Yisrael v'sad etzlo metaltlas hakosh shasabo agoi, ve'enu choshim mishum shirei kosh shal yayin nesech. Said, you can invite a guy, you don't have to worry about the cup. Even though it's Azerbana, the Visha Shirin Khashuvin Klum, Ubitalim, Matalkos, Metalkum Neakos. The Rajma says the answer is, right, the Meiri raises this possibility, rejects it, and says, no, maybe it really is Usher to move the cup, but who cares? Right? Because that's not why you invited the guy. You invited him because you wanted him, not to create a graf. And the Rajma says, no, we really do accept what the Gemara rejected, which is that it's mutter to move the cup, because in the end of the day it's considered moving a kli. Shidim Gubetzet in 45, as well, he says, Perish v'afal gav, da kli atzmo nasa basis l'rei. Aren't you going to tell me that, oh, it's a basis l'davra? So, v'rei l'asro b'shvilo, mikomakam lo shor le rabbana l'agav kli, shaso k'ilu ari tafel l'kli, sheyesh toras kli alav, u'bar tiltul tfei, k'dahavi ba'anfi nafshi. He said, you could have said it's basis, but mukta is inconsistent. So, it could have been basis, but instead we use batel. Why did we use that? Other times, I don't know. But
doesn't graph make it not a kliya, essentially? Isn't that
really right, and he says, not true, right? He says, in this case, we don't say that. Why? Sorry. We don't. You know, to allow you to invite goyim, I don't know. Okay. Asfas Emes, Avnei Nezer, and the Chazanish all also want to weigh in on this, so... but they're a bit more wordy than the Rishonim. Misfas Emes says, Miu, lo yadani mishum dein choshin al tiltul ashirei kosos. He said, when you look at the sugya, you don't know what the conclusion is. Is it that we're not worried and we allow you to move the cup? Kaven to be other shalol... Sorry. Kaven should be other shalol tal claim. Right? There's two possibilities. One is, it's usher to move the cups, but we don't care that you're creating the isser because that's not your intent, and we're not worried you're going to move it. Oh, the sphere the chayv and the achkach mutl tzadlo mishum devik graf sharei lahachi came in the roach lahazman agoyv ainam mechavin lasos graf sharei ain lasor. He said, I don't know what the answer is. Is the Gemara saying it's a graf sharei, and because you created it, so now in a chanami we forbid you from moving it, but that doesn't matter. Since you wanted to invite the guy, we're going to let you create the situation, and we're not going to let you move it. Or do we say, look, it's a graf shel rei, but we allow you to take advantage and move it because that wasn't your intent. Your intent was to invite the guy. De'em is tamua lashon haGemara knows in graf lama nikra zasiyas graf, and he said his problem is that I don't understand the whole sugya. What do you mean asiyas graf? It's not asiya. Kaven da rotsa lazmino lachilo mela nase va'atu nema de emet de misha rotsa levanas beveso bigrafi asar al yedeshi yachal lasas rachal bachos. He says, you can't call this asiya. You invited the guy. He ate. It was a leftover dregs in the cup. He said, honestly, are you not allowed to go to the bathroom in your house in a bedpan? Right? I mean, he said, take the classic case. You're not allowed to relieve yourself in the house because then you're taking advantage of graf shel rei. No, that's literally the words, right? We don't require everybody on Shabbos to walk out to the outhouse, out of the house, to not create a situation of graf. And besides, we say this lechatchila in lamed vav. The rabba hit their lechatchila asos graf achatosva. Right. So the Shmazema says, I think the real answer is, and this was hinted at in some of the Rishonim, is that any time my intent isn't to make the graf, right? My intent is to live my life, and it creates it memela, it's mutter. He notes, however, that even though that's one answer in the Rashba, essentially, Tosus and the Rashba raise a whole bunch of other answers that seem to reject this, right? Tosus v'Rashba kan bechidushav mechalken ksas b'nei mayin sham, right? They give other distinctions. Gam yishlom ratam, the losvir leker lozer ben Yaakov, b'din atiltum, mishum dafilu isr hana'a mutarim letaltal agav akli. He said, possibility two, like the Avodas HaKodesh, is to say that maybe l'maskana we allow you to move the cup, because it's bottled to the clay. He said, my proof is that no one ever, right, no one quotes the halacha that it's us to remove the clay. He said, you know, I was hesitant to be mekel until I saw that the Rashba was mekel, and once you say the Rashba was mekel, then, you know. Yeah, me too, exactly. The Rashba is the best. You know, everyone loves the Rashba. The Avnei Nezer in 47 says, "V'ra'el azem mehad de beitza beirchay da baye de dalef asa lekamid de rabba, etc., etc." You skip down. Let's see. He quotes Tosfos. He quotes the Rashba. Three lines down. Elavan that came in shorter shlo talto klar reichaim lahashas mitazor sham beli tildor reichaim lo eve kemas na lavar la shabbos lo domi la le Rashba canal. He says, why isn't a problem of creating a situation where you're going to have to come to a heter? He says, because you're not, this is splitting hairs. He says, it's only a problem if you're creating a situation in which you have to be docheh Shabbos, right? That's like the doctor who goes to the hospital before Shabbos. Here, the guy can move his bed and then decide whether the water smells enough or not, which means that it's not really, right? It is a graf. I'm moving my bed. I'm not necessarily going to move it, right? It could be that it won't be overwhelmingly disgusting. So I'm probably going to get to that situation, but it's not 100%, and therefore it's not.
It's disgusting before he moved his bed.
Yeah, well, he says, but, you know, I don't have to move it. I don't have to be doing it. It's not pikuach nevesh. I'm not a chayev, right? I just probably will do it, right? That's not, this is a very,
This is
a Roma. Yeah, I mean, Vade HaRama. Yes. And therefore, he says, maybe this is... and he says, maybe this is not really a dichui. I'm not sure I buy that, but it's important just to see it. The last sheet before we just get to the halachal maisa is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says as follows. He says, "Hani Yisrael, no, in the case of Magen Avraham, b'simen Shinchav Gimel, Sifkat Yudal v'Zel, Shenu Mashma b'Shabbos, Mem Zayin b'Tosus, Tafilu Yesh b'Kos Peiru Bas, Mutul Tal Dlovi Basis, T'Badliga b'Kos Arkan L'Shanu." He says it sounds like from Tosus the Maskana, it's in fact mutter to move this cup. The Tzarch Iyun. So he said, if this is the case, why didn't the Bali Atosa just say that on Chaf Aleph, right? That the maskana of the sugya is, it's not usur, that's why it's not a graf, right? It's just batel to the cup. The ikur dvarav zal einan muchroin. And he said, I'm not sure I buy this. He said, how can you tell me the maskana of the Gemara is that you're allowed to move the cup? The maskana of the Gemara does not indicate that you're allowed to move the cup. The Gemara seems to leave it off as saying you can't because it's asur b'hana. It's true we allow you to fight goyan Shabbos, so maybe that should militate to say we hold its mutter. Maybe we just hold it's not making a graf. Why? He doesn't say, right? Ayin tells the Shabbos kuf mem beis. Miu lemaiz ein afkusa dami ashari letalulim ishum graf. He said, look, I don't know why it's mutter. I don't know if it's because we don't call it graf or because we allow you to make a graf in this situation. What's clear is that by the end, it is a graf and you can move it, or it's not a graf and you can move it because it's batel. Whatever the maskana is, it is mutter. Okay, so just to summarize this, and then we'll look at the halacha, but just to summarize it in the sugya, so what we have is, right, the following. We had the Gemara in Chaf Aleph, which takes it as obvious that you aren't allowed to make a graf lechatchila, the caveat being that the Gemara used that position to explain why you can't invite a non-Jew on Shabbos, and la halacha, you're allowed to invite a non-Jew on Shabbos. The Gemara on Lamed Vav, in a case where...
On Yom Tov?
Shabbos. You can on Shabbos, you can on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, we paskin you can't because of Ochol Nefesh, right, because you're only allowed to cook for Jews. On Shabbos, we allow it. The Gemara in Lamed Vav seems to allow you to make a graf lechatchila because when the water was flooding, he said, move your bed, right? Rabba said, move your bed so that you can move the smelly water and save your millstone. So how do you deal with it? So different ways of doing it, right? One way of doing it is saying, look, it's only, you can't do it lechatchila, but lechatchila can be, this is not lechatchila for several reasons. Either it's not lechatchila because it's hefsed, or it's not lechatchila because I didn't ask for the water to flood, it's just happening, right? You could say this is not osin, right? Because I didn't make it into a graf, I just moved my bed there. Or you could say, no, we really reject lahalacha, the problem of us, he is graf lechatchila, but no one seems to say that. Locally, within the Gemara in by the Goy's cup, so what is the maskana? We allow you to invite a goy on Shabbos, but why is that? So some say, look, in a chanami, it's a graf, right? Sfasem has raised the possibility. It is a graf, but because you made it lechatchila, you're not allowed to move it, right? It causes a lack of kavod Shabbos, too bad. But we're not worried, but we allow you to invite the goy. Rove poskim, as we've seen, don't think that, and even the Sfasem himself backs off of this, and says, no, you are allowed to move it. Why? Either because lemaskana, we say it's not called asiyah lechatchila, because you just wanted to invite the goy. The fact that it created this disgusting thing is irrelevant. Or because while the Gemara didn't want to say that it's batel, right? Maybe the maskana is that no, this is not called a graf at all because it's just a cup with things in it. Now these positions lead to heterim in terms of why are you allowed to eat anything on Shabbos that'll create something which is disgusting because you couldn't have gotten around it, and therefore it's not really the chatchila for all those principles. Now if you just look at halacha, right, this will summarize sort of the principles that we've seen. Shulchan Aruch says in 49, Einos and Graf Shorei Lechatchila, Dehainu Lahavi Davar Sha'asid Limayis Kedei Lotzia Lekshiyimas Vim Avar Vaso Motelotzio. You can't make a Graf Lechatchila, meaning to bring something which will get disgusting so you can then remove it. But if you did it, you're still allowed to take it out, presumably because of what the Mekavis HaMishnah said before, which is, in the end of the day, this is about Kavod Shabbos, and we're not going to ruin your Shabbos just because you create a situation which would ruin your Shabbos, right? We don't want you to do it, but if you did it, you're allowed to move it. But in 50, he qualifies. If it's lost, you can move your bet in. The Taz says, "Kedei lehotzian perushan shesomach al zeh shel basov yotzenu." Right, even though explicitly that's what you're doing, you're bringing in the bed to create a heter. That's fine. Magen Avram says, "Haloshen ein meduktok dafilu lo asa kedei lehotzio asur damrin b'gemara ein mezamna akom b'shabes mishum shirei kosos shel yain nesach." Right, the Taz assumes that what does it mean asiyas graf shel rei lechatchila is asur? When you make the graf with intent to take advantage of the heter. The Magen Avraham says, no. The problem making graf shel rei lechatchila is that you made the graf. How do I know? Because who said you're moving the cup? Right? Of the non-Jew, that's not clear. In that case, we don't baskin like it. But what you get in la halacha is that the Magen Avraham, right, says that ain osin graf shel lechatchila, and this I think you have to explain in the Kavod Shabbos thing, is even if you don't intend to take advantage of the heter, right? The Taz says no. The problem of asiyas graf shel lechatchila isn't creating an annoying graf, right? An offensive graf. It's taking advantage of the heter. So the Taz clearly conceptualizes this in the sense of, I don't want to create a situation which is nidche. Magen Avraham, even the halacha seems to say, it's not really the dechia that's the problem, it's the making of the graf, though he might have to hold both, right? Because once you allow moving it, right, it's not going to ruin your Shabbos. The problem is then you're taking advantage of holding it in advance, but presumably he has to hold of both.
The language of the Shulchan Aruch, kidei lotzio lechimetz,
correct, so that's, the Taz is medayik, and the Magen Avraham writes, halashon ein meduktak. You're right, the words sound that way. The Magen Avraham's way of getting out of it is saying, זה לא ברור אם הוא חושב שהשולחן ערוך באמת כיוון לזה, הוא אומר אני חולק עליו, בסופו של דבר הוא חושב שזה לא הלכה. כן? כלומר, כשאתה אומר הלשון אינו מדוקדק, זה יכול להיות שאתה אומר, השולחן ערוך גם מסכים, הוא לא דקדק בלשון. או, השולחן ערוך כן דקדק, אבל מבחינה הלכתית זה לא מדויק. Which he means, I don't know. The Bar Agra writes, in 53, the Gemara v'chi osin v'im osar af b'dieved ein eser b'asiyasan. The Gra takes very much the position of the Magen Avraham, and therefore he says, if in fact we would paskin that you aren't allowed to move it, then there would be no problem to make it. Because there's no problem, sorry, it takes very much the Taz position, right? The Graf says, no, the problem of Asiyah's Graf isn't making the Graf, it's utilizing the Het there. And therefore, if we would paskin that you can't take advantage, then it would have been mutter to make the Graf. The reason it's usher to make a Graf is because we paskin that post facto, you're allowed to move it, right? Because the only problem is taking advantage of the Het there, not creating the Graf itself. Mishnah Brura in 54 says, "B'gemara mashman dafilum lo asak de lotziyah el adavar aser lebasof lotziyah gam ken aser rehi paskins lemog in Avram shaaf shetir lotziyah adavar amos mikomalkom las lechila adavar shu bevale achkach mos lefanav yotzenu aser v'hadinag shacharach de lotziyah mishum seifa nakad to be avar in las or afshech nesbof and zera he paskins like the mog in Avram that it's aser even if you don't intend to move it, but if you did do it, you're still allowed to move it. In the Ber Halacha in 55, he says, "Ein Ber Agra desfir lei d'das Shulchan Aruch dafil makom hefsed aser lasos lechatchila." The Gra rejects the hefsed svaros and takes the other svaros. In La Halacha, the way he understands the Gra is that there is no heter by hefsed. For the hoter ki im b'masha mevi b'sif shachar zeshu mevi atzmo el agraf. Right, the Gra seems to hold that really La Halacha we never allow you to make a graf, even hefsed. When is it mutter? I'm not convinced of this read of the Gra, but the Mishnah Berurah assumes this is what the Gra means, that we take the other heterim of the Rishonim. Namely, we never allow you to make a Gra, but what we allow you to do is take advantage of the heter by moving your bed there. And then he notes, Kedei Lehotzio, again he notes the Machlokas of the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, and he writes, V'hum Magen Avraham, Mashakaz of Darashu Bivade Akkach Maus Kenya Apashotim Husafik Shia Mos Ain Lasra Fulamogan Avram Koshagin Lataz. He notes that if it's a case of Suffik, however, then he thinks you're not sure it'll create something disgusting. So then he says everyone would agree that it is mutter. The last Mishnah Berurah here, 56, Ukfoy Shiva so Kagon Mitasu Lishkovalao Shikana Shokano Vyo Khosham Dayze Nekshav Kilu Di Raso Sham Mumila Mutal Siva Graf of Yeshiva Baumasham Lomahani. He says, just remember that whenever we're talking about taking advantage of the heter of Graf Shalrei, we mean that becomes your main dwelling place. If it's not your main dwelling place, so then it is, won't be mutter. Okay, I'm not going to do 57 through. I thought I would originally, but I really think it's just too big of a sugya. I'll just. I said this sort of parenthetically, that one of the things that the sugya of Graf Shalrei Lechatchila is related to is a much broader sugya of Mevatel Kli Mehechano, but the ins and outs of that it's really for another sugya, but I gave you Makarot if you want to look at just the basic connection, but for the Graf Shalrei purposes, we've finished it exactly on time, so that's good.